Foss, Mary. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 1, 1903. My dear Sister Mary, I ought to have written to you before. I will now try to send you a few lines. My health is quite good. I go up and downstairs as quickly and easily as any member of my family. I have a great desire to see you, but I do not know when I shall, for it is a task for me to travel. For 25 years my hip has been afflicted, and it is only by the most careful treatment of it that I keep free from the sciatica. In order to be able to sleep, I must have just such a bed, made up of a spring mattress, a hair mattress, a feather bed, and a cotton mattress. I can walk but little, but I have good horses, and I ride out often. With this, I will send you copies of letters to others. These will show you what we are trying to do here. The other day I found in my diary the following extracts, written 13 years ago. Thinking that you might be interested in them, I copied them out. Danvers, Massachusetts, December 12, 1890. Sister Edwards and I walked a short distance to call on my sister Harriet's daughter. She married Charlie Morrison, whose first wife, Mary McCann, was Emma's sister. Mary died of consumption, leaving 3 children. 2 of these are now married. Emma was much pleased to see me. We talked with her for about 2 hours. In the afternoon, her husband came to the place where I was staying, with the covered carriage, to take me to see his mother and his 2 sisters. They all received me courteously, and the mother heartily. I was pleased to meet Charlie's mother. She is a pleasant, sensible woman. She is benevolent-looking and wholesome. December 14th. After meeting, I called upon Emma Morrison and found her alone. Soon, her husband and his eldest son came from Salem. We had a short visit. I spoke in the afternoon at 2:30. I was pleased to see that Charlie Morrison and Emma, with his son and his son's wife, were present. They were attentive listeners. I spoke from 1 John 3, verse 1 to 4. The church was well filled. Many from other denominations were present, including some First-Day Adventists. All listened with the deepest interest. The Lord gave me His grace, enabling me to speak the word with power. After the meeting, a lady came up to me, and addressing me with cordiality as a friend, asked me with tearful emotion if I thought that she could be saved and not keep the Sabbath. I answered, "My sister, you have the word of God. This answers your question. Please read the 20th chapter of Exodus, also the 31st chapter, from the 12th to the 18th verses. Then read the last chapter of Revelation. There we find the promise, 'Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.'" Revelation 22, verse 14. If you believe the word just as it reads, you will do as the Lord has directed. You say that you are willing to keep the Sabbath if the Lord shows you that you should. You have heard what we have said to this people today. Search the scriptures to see if these things are so. In his word, the Lord has revealed his will. He desires you to search the scriptures with an earnest desire to know what is truth. Pray that the eyes of your understanding may be opened. Ask God to give you a mind willing to grasp every ray of light, although this light may be opposed to the belief that you have cherished in the past.